Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right, love you guys.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey. We're gonna have to really unpack it quite a bit. This is Pat.
Oh, this is Kat.
And this is CG Your Podcast.
This is CG Your Podcast.
And I want to publicly and formally apologize for not responding to a text saying, are we meeting at 2:45? I had read it half asleep. I thought it was just saying, we're meeting at 2:45.
I see. No, and I want to apologize.
Element.
I want to apologize for being late. I recently made the personal and political decision to turn off my notifications for my messages so as to give myself a sense of ease. But that means I didn't see. Well, here we are, 2:53, yeah. A bit late.
So anyways, I'm really sorry.
It's not even that, Pat. It's also, and this is, and we can cut this out, but my agent is emailing, keeps emailing me about the London situation. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
oh, I really want to do it. I really want to do it. I'm a little bit concerned.
Does that date work for you?
The date works for
me. Because
the venue's
like, we want to put it on sale, you know, really soon because it's coming up very soon.
My only thing is, do you think I can, if I do it today, do you think I can get my passport by then?
Yeah, I emailed you. I was like, I think it takes, at most it would take 6 weeks, I believe.
Okay.
Let's start the episode. Okay. Leave it all in. Hey!
Leave everything in. Even like the nitty-gritty. Even the nitty-gritty of the booking of shows and how that works and what that looks like.
Yeah, people are dying to see like through the looking glass. What does that mean by that?
You know, I've been very depressed. I have to say I've been very depressed.
First of all, I'm really sorry because I know you're depressed and I could also even tell. I could tell when you don't respond to me. I know he's not trying to hurt me, Catherine. He's trying to heal himself. And I know you've been dressed, and I tried to connect with you yesterday. I want to hear about, if you can talk about the performance yesterday. I'm curious about that.
So fun.
Yeah, really?
It was really fun.
I'm so glad.
It actually, thank God, it saved me from like really being depressed.
Yeah.
I was kind of nervous about it all day long. I did this, I think I can say, we filmed this thing for Alan Cumming yesterday, last night, where like, he was having a bunch of queer comics do like sets, and it was being taped for Showtime. I have no idea when it will air or what it will look like or whatever.
That's
whatever.
Amazing.
But I was really stressed the whole day about like what exactly I was going to do, and you know, you get into your head about like burning material and like what if I want to do a special one day or all that stuff. And then at the last minute, I was like, you know what? I'm actually so sick of everything I've ever said anyway. So like, and I haven't been able to write new stuff. And from this kind of Marie Kondo feng shui space, I was like, what if I just rid my house of everything I own and just burn it on this? And then like, I will, maybe that will then free me creatively to write new stand up or something like that.
I think that's beautiful. And also, as they say, you can't take it with you when you die.
You cannot take your material with you when you die.
You can't take your grade A material with you when you die.
So it was really fun. And, you know, I had never met Alan. So that was like,
isn't he the nicest in the world?
True. So sweet. So special. Something about when you're talking to him, you feel so taken care of. And like,
absolutely. He makes you feel like the only person in the world. How long was your set?
My set ended up probably being like 15 to 17 minutes.
Oh my God, that's so long.
I know. Well, because I was ending it with Bedridden. And so.
Oh, the best.
But their big thing was like, do not go short. Like, their big thing was like, don't go short.
Because
like,
they can cut it.
Yeah. So, but so they were like, we definitely don't care if you go like 12 or like 13.
Did you meet my friend Blair, who's one of the producers on it?
I don't think I did meet Blair. No.
She's amazing. Anyway, she's very excited about it. I know.
Everyone was really, really funny. Nori Reed was so funny, Joe Kessel-Baker.
Oh my God.
And Julia Shiplett was making me laugh so hard.
Oh my God, such a good while. Such a good crew. Nori's so genius.
And then you know who was there? Dear friend of the pod, who I'll always remember. Who I'll always remember since I actively see him regularly, is Omar.
Oh my God. It was live audience vibes. Shout out to Omar, the therapist.
Yeah, the therapist never by forget. Trade. I said yesterday, you're a therapist by trade, right?
Was it at Joe's or where was it?
No, it was at like the Village Underground.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So that was like a good mood boost for you.
That was a mood boost. You know, I just told Allison I went through an experience where... And there's, you know, I have this Garmin watch that I used to record myself on GPS. And so
Of course.
I went to Atlanta on Thursday, Boston on Friday. And then
I know, I want to hear about all your shows.
They were fun. I didn't even run in Atlanta because I got there. It was my day off. And then like the next,
I want to say something really quickly.
Yeah.
I know I look really ugly today and I don't want y'all to be worried about me.
You look good.
I didn't need that.
But you do.
Keep going.
But I need to say something that further calcifies my point. Your green shirt is bringing out the green in your eyes in this way I've never seen green be brought out before.
My mom gave me this.
You're bringing out green in a way that it's never quite been brought out by a shirt.
I'm wearing such a mom shirt because literally my mom gave me this shirt. If that makes any sense. I love my parents more than any of my friends.
That's great.
Keep going with your story.
I took off my watch in Atlanta to jerk off to gay pornography and did my show. I get back from my show. So here's the deal. Oh, so you know, I see a friend from high school who's gay now too. Who we, you know, we weren't super close in high school, but I always liked him. But like, you know, when you're both closeted and it's like, then when you're 33 and you're both out and you see each other in Atlanta, it's like, hi, like TBT, like
give
remember
me a
we,
kiss. It's kind of like on the dick.
No, it's more like remember we said we weren't, and yeah, looks like we were, and so.
Looks like we made it.
Look, we're gay in Atlanta, baby. So I saw him and a girl from my actual literal elementary school and like hung out with them and their friends for a little bit after, which was so fun. And then, so I get back to my hotel, which was really, it had been a nice hotel. I was fine with the hotel. I get back. It is in the lobby making a sound like I couldn't even explain to you. It was like a fire alarm. But you know how like alarms sometimes are made specifically to get inside of the human brain and like,
yeah, to make you like their, a dog, to turn you into a dog.
To turn you into a dog so you like wake up from your bed and don't get on fire. That was, mm-hmm. It was getting into your brain, mashing it up like mashed potatoes. And I go, and I was like, what is going on? I was like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. What, is there a fire? And the guy's like, no, we don't. It just went off and like there's no fire. And
that happens like, way too often, I think.
Well, then I go, oh, I was like, oh, okay, so, you know, it's 11 at night. I'm exhausted. I flew to Atlanta this morning. I go, will it? I was like, how long do you think it will be? He's like, quite a while. It's going to be quite a bit. No. Quite a bit. He goes, it's going to be quite a bit. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I go back. I go to my hotel room. I'm like, well, it can't be that long. Like, people will die if it's that long. That was the kind of sound it was. I was like, if it goes too long, people will die. So I go up. I go to my room. Inside my room, there's an additional fire alarm that's making an even worse sound. No. So it's, and this is 11. It is going on till 4 o'clock a.m. In the morning.
And are you joking? They give you like $1 million. They should sue them.
As of now, I haven't called them and like reached out. And so what you'll find out later in the story is they are currently in the possession of my GPS watch. So I have to kind of tread lightly with them because they're holding it ransom. But at this point, they've felt comfortable charging my card for the full price of the
room.
They
owe you 10 millionies.
Well, I go down to be like, this is really interesting. This is really interesting that it's kind of been hours now. And he said quite a bit. I have to be honest. He said quite a bit. But I was like,
hours? Is it making me feel nauseous just hearing about this?
Hours. I go down to ask like, hey, what is like, should I go somewhere else or something? But yeah. I'm so tired. And I think I've even like taken like NyQuil or melatonin or something where I'm like, going to a different hotel right now would be such an ordeal. So I go, and on my way down to ask the guy, like, what's, is there any status update or like what's going on? And on my way down, I bump my shin on something.
No.
When you bump your shin on something, it's one of the worst experiences that God created for his friends, humans.
It's his friends and children.
And so
it's even worse than hitting your head on a toilet sometimes.
Oh my God, I forgot about that nightmare experience that I've actually never had, but seems like it would be bad.
It doesn't even make sense how it would.
So then I wake up, I get like mere a couple hours sleep, I fly to Boston, leave my Jeep, I get to the Atlanta airport, realize that I've left my GPS watch in the room. Hell. So I, you know, the previous day had been my day off. So what I do is I go and I'm like, in Boston, I'm not staying over. But there's a hotel, there's a shower in the green room, I know, in my like dressing room. So I'm like, I have to run in Boston. I'm going to be there hours early. So I go to the Atlanta airport, like electronics store. They only have like the most top of the line Garmin for like literally $800.
Oh my God.
I buy it. So I go to Boston. I run along the Charles. It's beautiful. Like I've always wanted to run along the Charles just because I feel like it's such a like Boston runner thing to do. Mm-hmm. Do the show, it was love it or leave it. It was so much fun. I met Lady Bunny, which was iconic. She was so funny, and like she was like, sometimes you meet like a famous person and they're like just everything you want them to be. She was so funny, so sweet. She was such a character. She kept coming into my dressing room because she was looking for a corkscrew because she, quote, doesn't drink, but she wanted to drink a little bit tonight. And so she was looking for a corkscrew for like, I swear to God, like 90 minutes. And do the show, take an Uber home from Boston to New York City.
How long did that take?
Well, we'll get into that.
How much was that?
It was actually only like $350, but I left to like obviously an enormous tip. I essentially like,
and then were they
if I had gotten a car service, it would have been $700 plus tip. So I was like, if it's under that, like, I you know what? Well, I'll tell you about that. So, like, anyways, when I'm on my way home, like, almost all the way home, I realize that I have left the $800 Garmin watch in the Boston green room.
So no, Pat. Sick.
So now we're getting into four figures in terms of how much money and watches have been lost on this trip. And so then... So I, you know, I had said to my manager, like, I don't know, like, I think an Uber driver would be really mad if I book an Uber, because it was my manager's, like, team had been the one who suggested that, because... And I was like, I think they'll be mad. And she was like,
yeah.
And I asked her assistant who does a lot of the travel. And he was like, no, I think if you book it in advance, they could see the trip. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll book it in advance so they can see the trip and choose if they want to take it. I book it in advance and then it's there.
So they can see the trip and choose if they want to take it.
Exactly.
There we go.
I book the trip. Guy gets there. He messages me and he's like, where are you going? And I was like, oh my God. So then I have to type the crazy sentence of, I'm actually going to New York. Is that okay? And so I'm like, I thought if I booked the trip in advance, you could see it and decide if you wanted to take it. So I'm expecting him to be like, no, I'm ready to, like, go to my aunt lives in New York. In Boston, I was ready to, like, go crash there and take an Amtrak the next day or something. But he's like, actually, this is perfect. I live on Long Island. I'm going there. I was going to go there tomorrow morning. I'll go there now. Do you mind if I stop at my mom's house to get a backpack?
No.
I'm like, now this is, you have to understand.
You can't, honey. You can't write it.
It's 9:30 now at this point. No, it's like 9:45. Is he gay or straight,
your driver, do you think?
Straight as the day is long. So this is so crazy. So I'm like, sure. So I get in. He seems really sweet and nice. We go, and his mom's house is about 30 minutes north of Boston. So we have to go there and then back down to New York, which is fine. I mean, he's doing me such a favor to drive me to New York. But it was like probably, I got home at close to, well after 2 o'clock a.m.
I don't get why the show didn't book you a car.
Well, I think that they, not to get too into the nitty-gritty, but I think they had a very generous travel buyout. And I think, like, I should have just booked a town car. That would have been, and just paid the $700 plus tip. Like, that's what I should have done. But
instead you got to see a slice of life. You got to see this guy's mom house.
So, you know, I never, I never, ever, ever come out to Uber drivers for whatever reason. If they ask me anything, I say I live with my friend. I'm like, yeah, me and my roommate are going to, like, this event tomorrow or things like that. I never say boyfriend. And for some reason I chose in this instance, I felt safe and I said, you know, my boyfriend's family lives in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. So now he knows I'm gay. The next thing I know, he's blaring Christian rock towards me. And I have
to say,
he was great. I loved him. He might listen because we actually exchanged. He, like, looked up the podcast while we were in the car and, like, we had a lovely conversation. And he might listen, to be honest with you.
Well, shout out to him. Thank you for taking my friend back to my home state.
So you were listening to Christian rock. At one point I said, I was like, oh, so are you very Christian? And he was like, I'm Christian. And I was like, oh, because I guess sometimes, like, very Christian, I guess he's saying, like, I'm just a regular Christian. But
right, like, maybe he's like, I'm Christian, but I like gay, or I'm Christian, but I'm okay with a borscht.
Yeah. And I will say that we had this one. I thought he was younger than me at first, and then I thought he was about my age. And I was like, what brought you to Long Island? Why do you live there? And he said, I have a daughter there. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow, then everything changed.
So I go, how old is she? She says, one. I'm like, oh, my God, that's such a cute age. He looked at me kind of weird. I was like, I love that age. He looked at me again kind of weird. And I was like, asking these questions. I was like, is she walking? And he was like, what? Like, is she walking? I was like, no, like, in general, is she walking? And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, wait, so how many months? Like, how long has she been one? How long ago did she turn one? And he was like, no, I said she's 11. And I was like, oh, my God. So that's why it's like, someone's like, my daughter's 11. And it's like 33-year-old gay. It's like, that's such a cute age. An 11-year-old girl is a cute age.
Is she walking?
So anyways, that was like my kind of. And then yesterday I was like dead as a doornail.
Well,
like,
no wonder you couldn't text me back. You were absolutely exhausted. Poor thing. That's the kind of weekend that will really, really shave a few years off the old life, if I do say so myself.
1 trillion. 1 trillion percent.
Trillioni ravioli.
I just saw Comedy Central posted some really gay content of me on their Instagram from, like, 2019. So I'm sure I'll get absolute, like, death threats for 48 hours, which is cool.
It's so incredible when the platforms of Netflix and Comedy Central choose to feature us in a way that makes us fear for our life. It's really beautiful that if you're a woman, if you're not a straight man on the internet, you just, you absolutely live in fear of getting murdered point blank.
point blank period.
Pointblankperiod.com. Well, I actually had quite a crazy weekend as well, because as you know, I went to my 9th college reunion. Oh, yes, yeah. We go every year. But we haven't been the past 2 years, and I took my lover for the first time. And you know what they say? What they say about Princeton reunions? They say, "No ring, no bring. No ring, no bring."
Oh, so that's so fun.
They go, "No ring, no bring, girl." I said, "It's 3 years. I'm gonna bring. I don't need a ring to bring." That's 2022. So I went a day early, and it's like a 3-day affair. It's like absolute chaos. I went a day early and stayed in my parents' hotel room. I slept on this little cot, like literally at the foot of their bed.
Classic.
I haven't slept that good in years. I felt so at peace. I was like, I'm a child. I'm a child. So I hung out with my parents instead of my friends for the whole first 24 hours. Then Brian came, and we went to the big, as they call it, pee raid, but it was the hottest day of the year, as you might remember. About 96 degrees. I'm wearing we have this thing called beer jackets. These little, like, these special Princeton jackets they give you when you graduate to hold, and you hold beer in them.
Oh, my God.
And I was wearing my beer jacket in the 96-degree weather.
Oh, my God.
I ran into my youngest brother, Charlie. He's, like, shirtless, blacked out. I'm like, hey. He's like, walks right past me. I'm like, okay, see you later. And Billy was like, Catherine, what are you? He's like, stop. I was like, Billy, you haven't responded to the family group yet. He's like, Catherine, it's reunions.
Wait, Billy or Charlie?
Billy. Charlie was blacked out, not talking to me. Billy said it's Catherine, it's reunions, and kind of walked away. So I was sort of like, okay, I'm going to go back to mom and dad's hotel room. Anyways, I saw a few old pals. Didn't see as many people as I thought I would. It was an extra crowded year because we missed the past 2 years. Yeah. So normally, apparently, about 20,000 people go back to campus, but this year was 40,000 people.
Oh my God, that's too many people.
It was chaos. And it's like basically just a drinking marathon. But like, I made the executive decision. I was like, I'm not going to have any hard alcohol because I don't want to like get drunk and fall asleep. So I kind of was just like sipping this warm beer for 12 hours, which made me absolutely bloated. I'm a hot air balloon right now. I could float across Central Park.
Oh my God.
Anyways, then we actually got back late Saturday night. And then yesterday, Zendaya is Michi, aka Mitra Johari, came to town. She's staying in my apartment.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So that's so we went to see this amazing, I have to say, one of the best plays I've seen in such a long time. I want everyone to go see it. It's playing at Playwrights Horizons. I don't know, maybe the next few weeks. It's called Wish You Were Here by Sanaz Tusi. It's about this group of 5 Iranian women who are friends over the course of like almost 10 years. And it's honestly so good. It like flew by. Every character's amazing. Highly recommend y'all go to Playwrights Horizons before it closes. And I got to see, it was really like a fun little group. I saw Betsy. Betsy came to the play.
Oh, that's so fun.
I know. She didn't hang out afterwards because she, of course, has a child.
Yeah.
But wait, was this really fun yesterday? This is last night, yeah. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. to get my blood sucked out, doctor style, to see if I can begin my egg freezing journey tomorrow. Oh, I'm waiting God. To any minute the nurse might call me and tell me if I'm, basically she has to check and see like if my hormone levels are in the right place of my cycle, since I don't get my period right now. So I really hope I can just start tomorrow so I can get it over with. I just watched this 15-minute video about what to expect while you're not ready to be expecting, essentially. To expect while you're not ready to expecting, because you're a whore.
Now, what was he going to say? Wait, oh, I know. I did some journalism last night, and I have some questions I need to ask you. I found out you have a gay friend I don't know about.
That's shocking. Who could it possibly be?
Imagine my surprise when I find out you have a gay friend named and who someone made out with that I know.
Well, you know, I think he might have a boyfriend, so I'm not sure if we should include this.
Oh my God. You know what? Let's bleep out every name available. But
bleep out the names, but I would say that is a gay person that I, yeah, was really close with in college and have remained close with. And I'm sure you've met them. They're really like kind of shy.
Yeah. Remember that? Whatever happened to the person who famously told me to go fuck myself? Who is he?
Oh my
Where
God,
was he actually, from?
I actually saw him last week.
Is he sorry for what he did?
You know, I haven't spent...
Broached it.
I haven't had a real conversation with him. I just saw him from afar.
Yeah.
But that was really crazy. You know, drugs and alcohol... Oh, you didn't respond to my text. I texted you last week being like, do I think my life would be better if I didn't drink?
Oh, I know. I know. Just because it's always so hard to answer that kind of question. I get that with Angela all the time, too, where I'm like,
you're like, yeah, it would be.
What'd you say? Yeah, probably.
Your answer's like, yeah, of course.
But unless it's so bad with it, like, you're never going to stop because it's fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
I know,
drugs and alcohol can be so, what I think is, like, they can be so fun that, like, they have to be causing so many problems for you to have the sustained motivation to stop. So, like, when someone's like, do you think, like, if I stopped doing that, it would help? It's like, of course. But, like, why would you if you could still do it? You know what I mean? Like, it has to get to that balance where it's taking away so much.
I think, thankfully, my body is telling me in my old age that, like, it's really not fun to have more than, like, I would say max 4 drinks. Otherwise, it's just, like, really bad. And I feel so bad for, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't, I really hate when I don't remember something. So that's the worst part.
Yeah.
If I can keep it chill, like, honestly, this whole weekend was good because I was just sort of, like, slowly sipping some drinks and I felt, like, kind of relaxed but not, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an ongoing struggle. I'm sort of, like, I get why this is poison and why people definitely shouldn't do this.
I get why this is poison.
I definitely get why this is poison. I mean, it's literally horrific. I'm starting to just enjoy it less, and I hope as I grow older, I'll, you know, just keep distancing myself.
Yeah.
Except when you're at Miley's house.
Yeah. Did you tell that story on the pod yet?
No, I don't know if I, like, should.
Yeah, I think alluding to it is fun.
Let's just allude that I was taken to Miley's house and just leave it at that.
Take me to Miley's house. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that song? Take me to my best friend's house.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
It was incredible. It was in every car commercial for 2 years. For 2 years, every car company came together and said, like, let's embrace this song.
You know what song it reminds me of? It's like, I got a little way to go. I got a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. I love that song, too. Oh my god, that genre of music was very like 2012.
That's when music was amazing.
Well, that was my last, that was like, this is a cruel sentence, that was like that was the premier genre of music my last year of like of being closeted. So like it always takes me back to the place of being like in a like metaphorical cage and like
it's like take stomp, me to my clap, best friend's house. Scream me doopy.
And the things about those songs like that, they're the kind of songs that are like for straight people, but gay people can also enjoy.
Yeah, they really make you feel like you're part of something when everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Double, double, oh, yeah. Double, double, double. Let's make this one. Double, double, yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That is that genre.
Last night I was making myself laugh so hard because Mitra picked like this French restaurant and I was just like kept speaking fake French even after I was told to stop, and I was just like, je m'en souffle fou sans
si. Oh my god, wait, I am really really excited about London, and it's gonna
be unreal.
I'm having stress about like passport, but I'm just gonna do that today. Like I filled out all the forms online before I left for my trip so that I could now just print it. Maybe I'll do that.
It takes a day, it'll be fine.
I think this is my last thing today, which feels really good and exciting.
That's a good feeling. Wait, you know what's fun is that so Brian's parents are out of town for the next week, so because Mitra's staying in mine, we came uptown to his parents' apartment and we're doing like staycation vibes.
Oh, that's so fun.
Which is nice because they live right by the park.
I would love to go to Brian's, that house.
You should come over.
Yeah.
I said throw a party.
You're not going to like what I'm about to say, but you know what I've been doing and you know what I've been enjoying.
I'm scared.
Well, you know what I was, you'll remember what I was crazy, what I was once crazy to crave that I'm not, that's now finally about to be satisfied, which is Stranger Things season 4.
Oh, that does nothing for me.
Yeah, I've been crazy to crave it for years now.
And, like it, love it, gotta have it, Stranger Things 4.
And so I'm, you know, because the thing about Stranger Things, it's impossible to remember like what happened or what's going on, so I'm rewatching from the beginning. Why do I love
My hot trainer went to the premiere and he said it was a great time.
Oh, really? I have a friend whose husband writes for the show.
I wonder if they met.
You would never know her because she's, you know, where I met her is my writing class that I take.
Oh, nice.
Her name is Josie and she's hilariously funny, actually. You know, when you meet someone like not in the comedy space who's like so funny and you're like, yeah, like.
It's heaven. Josie and the Pussycats, tall hair. Now, what I was going to share with you is that I'm getting kind of into my weightlifting.
Oh, that's really cool.
I'm really enjoying it. And I've been going almost, trying to go, you know, almost every day, every other day.
This is so embarrassing, but like I'm gonna like humiliate myself and say leave it in. But I thought to myself, I need to get back into weightlifting when I saw Omar because he looked really strong yesterday.
Yeah, he's really strong.
When you see someone strong, it's like, yeah, I should probably be like lifting a weight once in a while, huh?
It just feels like, I don't know why, like a light bulb went off, like, oh, this is how I get strong, by lifting stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't know why I took me 30 years. I'm like, oh, for sure, girly. I ran into this gorgeous, gorgeous friend or a friend at the gym, and who was kind of like, it's funny when I see someone at the gym because their reaction is always like, I never see you here. And it's like, yeah, because I never come here.
Yeah, I know. My mom will forever hold this vendetta against, I don't even remember who it was, but like some like friend of a friend in our town. You know, those people who like, you know, maybe their kids were in elementary school with us in a different grade or something. Like, and you know, my cousins live in the same town. So like her sister is like in the mix. And so my mom's sister's in the mix. And so my mom, you know, bless her heart, she really does. She's in her 60s. She wakes up at 5:30 a.m. every morning and goes for a run or, like, wow, goes to the gym. Like, she really commits. And even when, like, you know, especially, like, when the other kids were younger, like, she wouldn't always have time. So, but she would always try to get there for whenever she could. So I guess one time she would just, like, she would wake up and she would only have 20 minutes. But she would go to the gym and just, like, do elliptical for, like, 18 minutes or something. Whatever, uh-huh, you know, just to get it in. And apparently this person said to my aunt, my mom's sister, yeah, I always see your sister at the gym. She'll come for like 18 minutes and leave. Ah, like this guy. And
my
aunt, of course, told my mom. And my mom, like, literally, if that person, I don't even remember who it is, but if that person ever, in my head, he exists as the person who said that, because like there's a name that gets mentioned, and whenever it does, my mom would be like, well, you know, one time he says, I come for the gym for 18 minutes and leave. Well, guess what? At least I go. Like, my mom will get very indignant.
That's actually part of my new routine, is if I can only go for like 20 minutes, I'm like, well, I'm still going to go. That's the whole
thing. It's one of my biggest things to live by, and one of my biggest things that I could say anything I've ever been proud of has always been by this like kind of creed, is like just the drop in the bucket mentality of like something is better than nothing. And like if on a certain day I could only give one little drop, that's okay. And like, you know, it's like very in the vein of like perfection is the enemy of good.
Yes, like it's so true. I've lived my life a perfectionist, and I used to only go to the gym if I had like a full hour to like literally rip and shred my tendons in half. And now it's like, why don't you like literally chill out? Lift a couple weights up and down and leave.
Yeah.
Leave.
I just wish, like, if I had one wish for myself, I just wish, like, I could have a way to, like, do squats in a way that I know wouldn't, like, really hurt me.
Hurt as an injure or be painful?
Hurt as an injure. I would love the right kind of pain. The pain where it's like,
hard. Squats are so hard.
I want to be like, this ass is on fire.
This ass is on fire. You know what I'm listening to, which I literally cannot stop listening to? I'm so addicted to it. This new, Mitra turned me on to it. It's a podcast I've loved before, but there's a new season of it. It's called Something Was Wrong in season 12.
Ooh.
It is hot. It's like, I started it yesterday and I have one more episode. It's so good.
Do you know what I'm listening to right now is Someone Knows Something season 5, which a lot of people recommended to me.
Someone Knows Something, I haven't been ever truly hooked because they do the thing that I hate, which is like, they just have too many episodes. So there's some full episodes where they don't ever say anything interesting.
Yeah, it's funny that like even though I've been listening to it, right now I cannot remember a single thing about what it's about.
That's what happens. And you know, I'm a big fan of the podcast they do at the Australian newspaper, but they also suffer from that disease of being like, and in this episode we're gonna only talk to Janine's fifth grade teacher for no reason. It's like, okay, no, I don't want to hear it. Skip to the epi, give me the teats.
Tell me more. I'm so excited. This is now a huge jump from the subject to a different subject, but I'm so excited. You know, I've been watching because Angela's mother really enjoys the show Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
The current season's like, there's this one girl who actively just hates her, the person they set her up with. Like, the second she saw him, she was like, I don't think he's hot and I don't want to fuck him. So, like, I'm out. Like, I'm not caring. But she still really wants to be on TV. So she's doing. She's refusing to tell him she's not wanting to be with him, but she's like, do not touch me or come near me. And he's like, okay, is this completely over? And we go home, and she's like, no, I think we should. She's like, just because I'm not like said being set up with a person that I'm married to doesn't mean I shouldn't get to have the experience. Like, she wants to move into the apartment, like, on alternating weeks with the guy so that she
What's her name? Because I watched the very beginning of one episode of this season and I was like, I was too uncomfortable. I was like, this is like absolutely disgusting what they're doing to these people.
So the thing about it is you have to skip the first almost like 8 episodes before the wedding because they drag it out so much and it's so boring. You have to get to when they're actually married on the honeymoon.
Oh, but, they do this thing which I hate where they're like, they look at each other and they're like, I'm your wife. Your husband. It's like, get absolutely lobotomized.
Yeah.
What's happening within your system right now, it's not regulated. Your nervous system is irregular.
Her name is Alyssa. Not to drag her or publicly shame her, because I don't.
So many ways you can spell that is what's difficult for me.
It's the classic A-L-Y-S-S-A. Oh,
that's what I guessed.
Yeah. It's such a classic way to spell Alyssa for such a reason. It's a this beautiful spelling.
This Alyssa's on fire. This Alyssa's on fire.
Secondly, but the reason I got excited was because, you know, because I don't know anyone besides Angela's mom who watches Married at First Sight, but of course I saw on Instagram someone posted this long thing about, like, the guy, and who was it but Michelle Collins, and I was like, oh my god, the perfect person to talk to about this thing.
Yeah, she does. I think she watches all of it because she, I feel like, because there's different, they do like different countries too.
I texted her being like, oh my god, like, we have to talk about Alyssa. And she was like, didn't answer for a second. She's like, listen, I'm taking time away. I'm currently at my gorgeous niece's quinceanera, taking time away from my family to say you have to watch Australia season whatever because it is so good. So I'm really excited to watch that.
I
wish a happy quinceanera to Michelle Collins's niece, who I forever will forever champion.
Do you know what I did today? And to also leap from a different subject matter, is I went to actually the dentist.
Wow, that's huge.
I know, to go to the.
Wow, your teeth look amazing.
I know, don't they?
Did you get like a whitening or something?
No, it's just they're just clean.
I want to be clear.
I do brush my teeth. He really went in there and just got went. I have to share. I almost got out, and the very last second, he's like, oh. A little sticky, a little cavity here. He goes, I caught it really early. It'll take about 20 minutes to fix, but you have to come back. I almost got out unscathed.
When I go to a dentist one day, it's going to be absolute murder. It's so bad. I'm missing so many
Only
teeth.
Murders in the building. Only murders in the
Only murders mouth. In the mouth. Only murders in the mouth.
Well, my dentist is great if you want to connect.
Maybe I would. Do you think
I've been seeing
him
since my tooth was chipped by a vase in college.
There's someone who's reached out to me in the past who is a dentist or works with a dentist who said, has a dentist, who this person, who I can't find their DM because I think it was from years ago, but they said that it's a really judge-free space. And so I, at the time, didn't have like the resources to go to a dentist, but I feel like now I can start that journey. So if that person is listening and you work with, around, near, or by
a
judge-free and no judgment dentist, can you please reach back out so we can once again connect?
Did you see my email about the German words? These two absolutely incredible pods, fans of the pod, Trudies, sent Pat and I, they speak German, and they sent us German words of the things we asked for. And I was laughing so hard because the first one was, Pat, something you said where it's like the feeling when you look into the freezer not knowing what to expect, but then there's ice cream.
I had such an interesting experience with that kind of German word. I mean, adjacent to that German word and the meaning of that German word, which is that, there's this place where we can order from Uber Eats called like Ice Cream Shop or something. And I'm sure it's like not even a real physical space.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So we call it, it's changed our lexicon in our home as like, if you ever order any kind of frozen treat, it's called ordering a bundle because this ice cream shop offers a deal called a bundle where you get 3 pints of Ben and Jerry's. So some of you used to do that. When
Oh my God.
I saw pictures of myself from like 6 months ago, and I don't want to be awful, but I just was like, oh wow, like I really looked, I'm proud of myself that I didn't freak out during that time or whatever, but whatever. Anyways,
you're always beautiful to me.
Angelo's not home, so it's kind of binge city, because when you're alone, it's really important to feel disgusting and binge.
Oh my god, I know, it's like literally binge. I know, I had a really crazy week when it came to binging. What did I get that was so nasty naughty?
I feel like I had like McDonald's twice or something for no reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever.
Oh, I want McDonald's.
No one cares.
So then I order, but like, I guess they didn't, you know, when like sometimes you order from like an Uber Eats, like that's not a restaurant. It's kind of more of a store and they don't have what you order. So the person just like goes off and like picks. So instead of giving me like my pint of like Ben and Jerry's or whatever, they end up just throwing in like one of those literal like half gallon tubs of Breyers, like Cosmopolitan 3 flavors.
I hate that.
I hate it too. I would never order it, but now
it literally makes me sick. The taste of that kind of ice cream makes me feel so mad.
Really?
it makes me so angry. Like Blue Bunny, it makes me mad.
Oh, no, not Blue Bunny. Blue Bunny is very like aspartamine or whatever. It's aspartame. What is it
called? I know what you're saying, but Breyers is the same to me. Like, honestly, I can only do like Ben and Jerry's, Haagen-Dazs, or Bluebell Creamery from Brenham, Texas. Shout out to my home state.
I am more, for me, Breyers and Edie's, I do like those brands, and like they take me to a place of it being August of like 2000, mm-hmm. and I'm like on my Aunt Donnelly's deck, and she like made brownies, mm-hmm. and she like,
aww,
there's the Breyers, so, and you could like have it on it in like a paper bowl, like those paper bowls. But anyways, I haven't cracked open the Breyers, obviously, but like when I peek into my freezer, it's there. So it's kind of like a fun, it's like a little security of being like, I do have this Breyers. If nothing else, I do have this Breyers in the freezer.
It's nice to have it in the freezer because then you know if you actually want it instead of you want the rush of ordering something.
Totally, totally.
Something else, something that I want to feel something. So I'm like, I better order. But if I have something, I'm like, well, I don't actually even want that right now. I just wanted to get it and receive it.
Totally.
Let me share this with you. There was a really, at the peak of pandemic when I went on vacation with my family, I was so depressed. My life was in shambles. And I insisted on having an ice cream sundae bar every night at dinner.
Oh, so good.
I would set it up. Oreo crumbles.
You know what is so fucking good? And we've let it like fake go out of business and that like we don't think about it anymore. And I just like always assume it's out of business, but it's still around. And I'll like see it around and be like, oh, you're still thriving. But I haven't heard about you or thought about you in years. Is Pinkberry. It can be so good and it can so hit the spot.
It's so funny you say that because that, first of all, revolutionized our childhood. I'll never forget. Yeah. Well, guessing, what is this tart taste that I'm loving?
Well, it's interesting that you say childhood because that really kind of highlights the senior freshman relationship between us. Because for
the
me,
senior freshman divide.
For me,
it was eighth grade for me, or like seventh grade.
So it also might be a regional or something. I feel like Pinkberry didn't come into my life in a big way until I was literally like the summer after college. And I was like, people are like, this exists.
I hear that. We had a place called Swirl in the Rice Village that was really formative. And you'd get frozen strawberries, chocolate chips, and original Swirl.
You know,
but I remember one of my friends went to college in Los Angeles. And she goes, Catherine, wait till you try Pinkberry. It's insane. Yeah.
The only thing I don't trust about Pinkberry is they have those little beads. Those like beads of like, they'll be like pink beads or blue beads like that you put on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Little like orbs of like.
Oh, like
what is that?
Tapioca? Like
I stay far away from those orbs that they try to spoon into your dish.
I'm not familiar with the orbs.
If you know the Pinkberry orbs and you know what they are, please reach out immediately.
Is it the stuff that's like in bubble tea?
It might be that stuff. It looks like that
mochi
stuff.
Mochi?
But it's smaller. It is smaller.
Okay, I'm listening. What are you gonna have for dinner, and what should I have?
I haven't even gotten that far, you know.
I think a really good sweet green for lunch.
I woke up and had acai, 2 scoops of peanut butter.
I think it's really cool when you take a nap at 10 a.m. That's what happens when you wake up at 6.
I woke up at literally noon. I'm just in that pit of like I'm alone in my apartment. You know, last night I really want to talk
to you about what you texted me about.
Oh, I know. Tricky.
How are you feeling?
Tricky. Many ways.
Well, we'll talk about this later. But do you have a crush of the week, babe?
Oh, is it? My crushes of the week are Omar. It was really nice seeing him. Alan Cumming is a crush of the week. Nathan Pearson from Wussy Mag, who I got to chat with. He's my crush of the week. And those are my crushes of the week.
Why sometimes when you bite your mouth does it feel so good? Like,
I know.
It feels so good sometimes. Oh. My crush of the week is the cutie who walked by me on the street in the West Village, didn't say anything, waved and goes, I love you.
Aww.
And I, you know what I said? I said, I love you too. And I meant it. He literally meant it.
Yeah.
And he DM'd me and I said, I love you. Thank you for the love. And my other crush is my foot massage spa. Oh my God. They really fucked me up yesterday in the most beautiful way.
Oh, that's good.
My other crush, honestly, I really feel, I hate to say this because I know I've been saying for years that it doesn't, but I really feel like upping my Prozac has been helpful. It took like a month to kick in though, I think.
I have to take my meds better. Oh, I also remembered something I meant to tell your parents, which is that there is a really good runner at Rice named Grace Forbes, who's like a really good 10K runner.
Okay, I'll pass that along.
Because they live right by her. They probably see her all the time. She
I'm sure
they hair. Do.
I'm sure she runs around Rice.
If they see a girl who's a sophomore who looks pretty fast, who has red hair, who seems like she's more of a aerobic beast runner than a speed demon, then I would say they're probably seeing Grace Forbes out there training on that little trail of theirs. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Wait, I'm excited to share with everyone that we are going to come to London.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to go.
Stay tuned for the dates.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do that. That's my goal for today. Maybe I'll go into Manhattan and like do that.
I mean, yeah, the only thing is it's getting kind of late.
Okay, maybe I'll do it first thing tomorrow because I have nothing tomorrow.
Anyways. Yeah, you just need to go to a post office. I was going to say.
Do you feel hot today?
Yeah. Even though I remember look bad, I feel good.
Well, remember what I said about the green.
I totally agree with you. I just, see how my mascara from last night is under my eyes.
It's working.
But I'm having a cool day because I've actually already almost hit my 10K steps and it's, you know, barely the afternoon. So I'm proud of myself.
Wow. We're living such different lives today.
I know. Well, when you wake up, it's amazing what can happen when you wake up at 6:30.
I have to do that. How did you do it?
I would never have done it. I had to be at the doctor at 7.
Oh, wow. That's a sick and twisted doctor.
Yeah, because the mornings are all about monitor, like all the wannabe mommies come in and monitor their blood work. So it's like, it's actually really cute. Like we all walk in and we get our blood drawn.
Oh my God. You guys should all like go out for a bagel after.
A bagel. Once again, I would love to know everyone. But I really hope I can start tomorrow. Fingers crossed. I'm waiting for the nurse to call me. She said she'd call around 4, so that's soon.
That's really soon. Sooner than anyone could ever imagine.
I know. Do you feel hot today?
You know, I do. I went, oh my God, this is in the, I ended up doing this for the special. Like, I included it, or the oncoming thing. Like, I included it in my sex. It was so funny. I wore, you know, when I went to Nordstrom with Matt Rogers to buy my look for,
did you wear that?
Premiere. I didn't wear that, but I had bought another very similar, like, kind of a black version of it. Like,
oh, nice.
A similar polo that was black and, like, actually the exact same pants that were black and no blazer. So
that
I wore
sounds
that.
Great.
And it felt expensive. Like, it's the kind of polo that, like, felt expensive. I don't even remember how much it cost, but it did feel expensive. And
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling good about it. I go. We're waiting. Like, some people have more, like, I don't know, thought-out looks, maybe. But not really. I felt very on par with everyone else. And the actually really nice woman who was, like, the talent manager at the show was, like, came by. And we were there. I have to say, we were there for a really long time. We had to get there at, like, 4, and it was, like, we were there till, like, almost 11. And, but what I will say is that when she was, like, when it was time to start getting, like, into the green room or whatever, she was, like, okay, and everyone, and she looked at me, and she's, like, and do you have other clothes, or is that, oh, that's the look. Okay, cool, that's the look.
No.
And I made this, the sound that came out of me, and when I said this, I was shocked to hear the sound. I said, it's Hugo Boss! It's Hugo Boss! But, like, so high, like, literally so high. It was really wild, but,
is that the look? Oh, that's the look.
Let's look. Oh, that is okay. Great. Perfect. So then you're all ready.
That's kind of like when I was like, when you showed me the look in LA, and I was like, and are those the pants? And you're like, yeah. And I was like, good, because I really like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, okay, now I'm in a bad mood. And then you like kind of left the kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen.
I miss it.
He's coming soon. Not the kitchen, but its owner. But it's the
kitchen's
dad. The kitchen's dad.
Is good. I'm excited. That's gonna be fun. Are you mad at me?
I'm not. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself because
yeah.
I've been dropping the ball.
Well, it's just annoying.
I know. That's fair.
But I don't have to explain it to you.
Yeah, no, it's fair and real.
But
and
now
valid.
I'm excited. I'm going to confirm London and then, yeah, let me know if you need any help with the passport stuff.
Okay. I'm going to try to do that tomorrow, like straight away.
Thanks for this. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone, to our podcast.
Thanks for listening, everyone, to our podcast. Good night. Good night. Goodbye. Good night.
Let's end by saying good night from now on.
Good night.
Good night.